Well, howdy there, Internet people. It's Beau again. So today we are going to talk about information consumption and information operations and spy stuff again, because there have been some interesting developments. And it started with coverage of an audit. Audits aren't normally interesting, but this one is kind of, because I think people might be misreading what it means. The Undersecretary of Defense for Policy has basically kind of put word out through DOD that by next month, they want a full accounting. They want full disclosure of any information operations that are being run. Now, we've talked about information operations on the channel before. These are campaigns to spread information, sometimes true, sometimes not, for a specific goal. We, as average people, end up as just getting caught in the crossfire of it. We talked about this a lot when Russia invaded Ukraine. And we talked about the general premise of being able to influence events from afar, increase morale, demoralize the opposition, create doubt, and so on and so forth. Okay? The U.S. engages in this. Now, this is the information that they've asked for this report. They've asked for this accounting. And there have been a lot of concerns that have been voiced because, I guess, in August, two firms, Graphica and Stanford Internet Observatory, they identified what appeared to be a U.S. information operation, a network. Was never truly identified as being from the defense apparatus, but this collection of accounts, it promoted pro-Western narratives in the countries you would expect. China, Russia, Afghanistan, Iran, places like that. The assumption is that it was U.S., maybe U.K. based. Okay. There were also some posts put out by this network that were outside of best practices, things that were just inflammatory for the sake of being inflammatory, not really focusing on any direct goal. So the conventional wisdom about this audit is that it's going to be to curtail U.S. operations. Okay, there are some that have suggested that this is going to mean an end to U.S. operations like this. That's wrong. I can promise you that part's wrong. The United States government is not going to cede an entire domain. They're not going to surrender the information space to the opposition. The idea that, you know, the civilian leadership of the Department of Defense is about to tell them to stop doing this, that's not a thing. There is a possibility that they're going to throw up some basic guidelines. Okay. But I think there might be something else. They may be looking into it because the information operation was bad. Not like in content or anything like that, although there were certain posts that were outside of the norms. It wasn't successful. And that may be the concern. The information that's available says there were 146 Twitter accounts, 39 Facebook accounts, and 26 Instagram accounts. It's a pretty big network. The goal of an information operation is to have influence. To have influence, you need to have reach. Only 1 out of 5 of those accounts had more than 1,000 followers. This may not be a moment where the outcome is going to be some kind of curtailing of U.S. information operations. This may be, why aren't y'all doing better? The numbers that were available as far as interactions and stuff like that, there are people who are on YouTube who, if their social media person came to them and said, hey, this is what we got this week, they would fire them. They were really bad numbers. So that may have something to do with it. The interesting thing to me about all of this is, one, the immediate assumption that the U.S. is going to try to curtail it. That's not really a thing. They may want it to be better. They may set up some guardrails. If there was too much overflow and too much of what went out filtered back to the United States and started influencing American citizens without being effective over there, that may be a cause for concern. But the idea that they're going to stop, no, that's not true. Basic guidelines is about the most you can expect there. But I think that a much larger reason for wanting to get an audit done is to see how effective it is. Because if what was uncovered is representative of the whole, they're not doing well. And they will need to adjust policy. So I think that's probably more what this is about. Because as we all know, knowing is half the battle. Anyway, it's just a thought. Y'all have a good day.